We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Tuesday. It's January 23rd. It is 2024. We have a five-game NBA slate to talk about here on today's podcast. Joined today by Timothy Buell. You all know him as Tasteful Tides. Tim, what's happening, my friend?
Yeah, not much. Probably going to have a pretty decent night in DFS. Played a little Luke Kennard, who ended up only being like 7% owned, and he had a really strong game. I had Embiid, who went for like 105 DraftKings points. So that helped out. And so I'm going to have a pretty good night. And I still got a lot of hockey stuff going. So it's going to be a late night for me watching some West Coast NHL.
It was an early Embiid point prop kind of night. No sweat necessary for that Embiid point prop. Monster game from Joel. Guy that, you know, we talked about on the podcast quite a bit going up against San Antonio. We said if that game stays close, he's going to smash. Well, game stayed close and Embiid smashed. So,
yeah.
Oh, we have a really interesting five gamer here on Tuesday. Let's jump in, have some fun. We got Denver at Indiana, 242.5 total in this one. Denver's a 3-point favorite. Strother's out for Denver, and then Halliburton, Jackson, and Numhart are all questionable for Indiana. We'll start here with Denver. Five-game slate. Bunch of star power for a five-game slate. You know, we have Anthony Davis, no LeBron. We got SGA that we'll talk about. But, you know, we start right off the bat here with Jokic going up against the Pacers. What do you like here for Denver?
Yeah, I mean, Jokic is the clear and obvious answer. We'll get to some other high-end studs that are in good spots also. But, I mean, this is really probably, I think, the most fantasy-friendly game on the entire slate. Jokic has easily, like, a 70, 80, 90 point ceiling even in this matchup. I mean, really. So at 11-2, there's already pretty strong value on the slate. So I don't think the 11-2 price tag is going to be enough to like keep people away. So yeah, like he's going to be the priority spend as far as I'm concerned. Jamal Murray, I think is also in a fantastic spot at 8,400. This game has a very pretty tight spread. So I think you could get away with playing two Nuggets. It's really the Indy side that has me kind of confused, I guess, not really sure what to do. Hard to know right now, like if Halliburton were to miss, what, and if Nembhard were to miss, do we go back to TJ McConnell at 5,500? I think we do. I also think Pascal Siakam has a little bit of GBP appeal at 7,800.
All right, don't get ahead of yourself. Let's go back to Denver here.
Okay.
Just, you know, for me on Denver, one thing that I've been tacking like the Pacers with this season is like wing players that can score, and Michael Porter Jr. is that type of guy. So I think this is a really good spot for Michael Porter Jr. He put up 50 fantasy points, scored 25 actual points against the Pacers when they met earlier this season. As much as I like Jokic, I think that Michael Porter Jr. might be a cheaper option. Jamal Murray, he has that 50-plus point upside, but I think this is a spot I want to play Michael Porter Jr. or like an Aaron Gordon or Jokic. So going to the Pacers side, like you said, I think like Siakam, kind of first game with his new team, the role was a little bit interesting. First couple games, right? He's played two games now with them, so waiting to kind of see him and what's going to happen with him. But we've seen Miles Turner, big game against Portland, really struggled against Phoenix last time out. McConnell's minutes disappeared. They have gotten like Ben Shepherd some minutes. I want Halliburton to play in this game because it just eliminates all the question marks here. You know, Halliburton played against Portland, ended up playing 35 minutes in that game. So if McConnell, I mean, if Halliburton plays or sits, maybe you go back to McConnell, but it really, for me on the Pacers here, it's going to be Halliburton if he plays under 10K and then potentially taking some shots on Siakam or Miles Turner here.
I do like that Miles Turner call quite a bit. 6,400 seems a little bit too cheap for him. So I definitely agree with that Turner call.
Yeah, and we kind of want to see what happens with Jackson and Numhard. You know, if Jackson's out, it doesn't matter as much anymore with Siakam. Numhard matters only if Halliburton sits. So watching a little bit of news in this one, but nothing too crazy. Moving on to the Knicks at the Nets. 223.5 total here in New York. So 4-point favorite. Mitrov still out. Hartenstein questionable. Sharp and Simmons remain out for Brooklyn. Let's go New York first. If Hartenstein sits with Mitrov already out, like, do we fire up Jericho Sims here? Like, I mean, who's going to get the minutes at the five?
Yeah, I would assume that it would be Sims. Say again?
Precious. He played 25 minutes the other night, so maybe Precious.
Yeah. I would assume it would be one of Sims or Precious. I think it would be Precious. That's just kind of my lean, but I could be way off. I'm hoping it's Precious because he's also power forward eligible, so I wouldn't have to waste the center spot on him. So, but yeah. However, if Hartenstein plays, I absolutely love him in the spot, and I absolutely love his rebound prop. So I'm already bet Hartenstein's over 11.5 rebounds on DraftKings. It's -135. You can also do his alt rebounds at 12.5 at +105. And if he doesn't play, your bet's voided, so it's no big deal. So he's definitely going to be a prop play for me. For DK purposes, at 6,500, if he does play, I still think he's got plenty of ceiling. So I think he's a good play, but really the guy who's way too cheap in my opinion is Jalen Brunson. Despite the fact that this game has the lowest total on the board, I mean, Brunson's just been, I mean, he's really taking over the steam. He's got 60 DK point ceiling. He's under 9K. I really think that he can take it to this Nets squad.
Yeah, so, I mean, Hartenstein sits. Precious would be one of my favorite value plays on the slate. So, I mean, just kind of looking through it and looking at their recent like game flows, I would have a ton of interest in him. I do have a ton of interest in Brunson as well. He's just someone that like has that 60-point upside in any matchup, so I don't mind taking shots on him. I think Julius Randle has upside in this matchup as well, especially if Hartenstein sits. So a lot of potential here, depending on like Hartenstein. Like, you know, you would have said, oh, a week ago, like, or a month ago, or 2 months ago, Hartenstein, he makes that much of a difference. Well, yeah, I mean, this guy has been playing really good basketball. He makes a huge difference for this team, whether who's in and out in this one. So kind of watching the news on the Knicks, and then on the Brooklyn side of this one, I don't mind Claxton in this spot. It's a pretty okay spot for Claxton. Brooklyn, his rotations have been all over the place outside of Claxton and Bridges, and like they really haven't shown too much ceiling lately. So just a weird spot here on the Brooklyn side.
Yeah, you kind of said the word that I wanted to say, and that's ceiling. I don't see much of a ceiling for this Brooklyn team. Yeah, like individually, you know, Bridges at 7,500, Claxton at 68, they're fine. I just don't think they have a ceiling. The Knicks were kind of struggling defensively a little bit, you know, like a month ago, but now they are seventh best in defensive rating. So, I mean, this is still a pretty strong defensive team. I really do not have very much interest in Brooklyn at all.
All right. Portland at OKC, 235 total in this game. The Thunder, 15-point favorite. Brown, Sharp, and Williams out for Portland. Let's start with that Portland team. You know, Brown, Williams don't matter. Sharp matters a little bit. You know, he's a pretty decent usage player. Any interest here in Portland going up against the Thunder?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I mean, it's kind of like Malcolm Brogdon, maybe at 6,500. Anthony Simons at 73. This game though just has such huge blowout risk, and I just don't know what to do with this Portland team. You know, they lost by 24 to the Lakers. I guess Brogdon still got 33 minutes in that game, which would be fine at, you know, 6,500, but you know, that's kind of, it's kind of tough. And then Simons got 30 minutes against the Lakers. So, I mean, I guess they're still playing them in a blowout. But boy, this is a really, really tough matchup for them. But the only two guys that I would play from Portland would be Simons or Brogdon.
Yeah. I don't hate, DeAndre Ayton in this spot. You know, when he returned, he played 30 minutes against the Pacers the other night against the Lakers. They were just getting blown out in that game. So if you think the game stays remotely close, taking some shots on Ayton, but it's more of just a price thing for me on Ayton.
Yeah.
I don't really have a ton of interest in Portland in general here. Maybe some Brogdon at 6,500 because he has some upside. Again, if the game stays close, if you're playing SGA, I think that's where you look at like Brogdon or Simons running it back and hoping that the game stays competitive. But
I think if you play SGA, you should play Ayton, really.
Yeah, Ayton, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because I think Ayton only stays in the game if it's somewhat close. So, but yeah, you could play any of those three guys if you play SGA, but I would certainly take a hard look at Ayton if I play SGA.
As far as the Thunder are concerned, I mean, SGA, one of the top plays on the entire slate upside-wise. I don't mind this spot for Holmgren either, which is a little bit cheaper. His upside's been a little bit capped here recently. Jalen Williams has been playing really good. One of the reasons that Holmgren's upside's been capped is like Jalen Williams has been really balling out here recently. What do you like here on the Thunder side?
Yeah, I mean, SGA is way too cheap at 10K. In this matchup, he should be like 10-8, even close to like 11,000. So, I mean, yeah, SGA is definitely a top play on the slate. Do I like him more than Jokic? No. But maybe possibly, you know, we can play both of those guys. I think Holmgren's fine. I think that price is certainly, you know, it's okay. It's a little bit high, but not horrible. Jalen Williams has been fantastic this year at 6,700. So those big three right there, certainly you can mix and match in your GPP pool, but SGA is certainly the priority.
Yeah, I think SGA just so much upside in any matchup right now. If you do think this game gets out of hand, you could potentially play some bench guys like Wallace, or maybe even take some shots on like Lou Dort if the game gets out of hand, because they're cheap and it is a five-game slate. Utah at New Orleans, 238.5 total in this one. New Orleans, a 6.5-point favorite. Utah is good to go. Ryan's still out for New Orleans, but two teams pretty much full strength here. Should be a good competitive basketball game with a high total. This game and the Indiana game, I think, are your two games you're going to attack very much on this slate as far as just upside. What do we like on the Utah side here?
I don't mind Colin Sexton at 6,200. He probably is the first guy that sticks out to me. Lauri Markkanen at 81. Not the best matchup for Markkanen, but I think that'll keep his ownership pretty low. I'm really waiting for Kessler to maybe get some more minutes. But he did play 32 in his last game. So if they keep doing that, 5K is like an absolute steal. So, you know, it's probably Sexton, Markkanen, Kessler. You can always take shots on Jordan Clarkson because he has a massive ceiling. A lot of people don't like to play him coming off the bench. But yeah, he would be number four for me.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Dunn randomly got a bunch of run the other night and almost had a triple-double. I don't know if we necessarily want to expect that most nights. Yeah. I like the Kessler call. Sexton's one of my favorite plays on the slate. And anybody that's ever listened to the podcast before knows that I think Markkanen is in play regardless of the matchup on any given night. So always interested in Markkanen. Going to the New Orleans side here, I think Brandon Ingram is too cheap. I think Brandon Ingram is a guy that should be over 8K. I think he's got a huge price decrease for I don't know the reasons. I mean, this is a guy that just put up 60 fantasy points the other day. So I think BI very much in play. Zion always in play. And, I mean, McCollum is someone that has upside as well. So I think that New Orleans is going to be one of the top teams I target on this slate.
It's going to be really interesting to see what people do with this kind of mid-range game because – like you said, Ingram is way too cheap. Zion is too cheap. I think McCollum is too cheap. But we also want to jam in these studs. We still have the game that we've yet to talk about with the Lakers-Clippers that have tons of studs in it. We got LeBron who's out. So, like, how people go about lineup construction, you know, going balanced with this Utah Pelicans game, or do they go stars and scrubs with, like, you know, Jokic, AD, or Jokic, and Shea, and then some scrubs. So if this is going to be the lower end of how people build in terms of ownership, then I love getting to a game stack of this Utah Pelicans game.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, I mean, I really like the Pelican side in this one. And I think that, like, the fact that we have the 10 o'clock game on the slate for this one, and, like, it's a 2-hour gap, but it's one of the best games on the slate as well. Like, there's going to be a lot of ownership in the LA game here.
Oh, yeah. And we already have the news. So it's not like we're, like, really waiting on anything, you know, like we normally would be.
Let's get into it. We got Lakers and Clippers in LA. Shocker, right? 231 total in this one. The Clippers, an 8.5-point favorite. LeBron and Vincent out for the Lakers. Zubac out for the Clippers. Let's talk Lakers here first. No LeBron James. I mean, this is a recipe we can look at now for the last couple seasons and kind of see how this team performs with LeBron off the floor. And it's AD. I mean, it's AD doing his thing. He's averaging 1.52 fantasy points per minute. D'Angelo Russell is averaging 1.27 fantasy points per minute. He's been really good with LeBron off the floor this season. So I think I think Russell is one of your first pieces in on this slate, whether or not you're playing AD or not. Russell's too cheap with LeBron off.
Yeah. Russell's usage goes up higher than I think anyone else's on the team when LeBron is out. But my question to you, Stevie, is it AD or is it SGA that you prioritize as your second stud?
Oh, I would prefer AD.
Okay. So we think that SGA is going to get squeezed then, right? I mean, between Jokic and AD.
I don't think my first stud is Jokic, by the way, either, for what it's worth.
Oh, it's not. Who is your first stud?
I think AD? My first stud is AD. Like, I think he's the top play on the slate. And then, like, I think you run it back with one of Kawhi, George, or Harden on the other side of this game.
So you want to go more balanced. You don't want to go double stud.
I'm very much interested in Michael Porter Jr. from Denver. So I think that's where I'm going to plant my flag on Jokic, is just playing Michael Porter Jr. over Jokic today.
Yeah, see, I want to find a way to play Jokic and AD, but that might not be possible. So we'll see.
It might be tough. It's a 5-game slate. I mean, Indiana news, Hartenstein news, like there's enough news that we're waiting on, but I mean, and like anybody can get ruled out day of, but as of right now, like I think AD is the guy you prioritize. Like 1.54 fantasy points per minute. The Clippers don't have like a true center to kind of slow him down. Like, I mean, Daniel Tice and Mason Plumlee are not going to slow AD down. Sorry.
I was going to ask you about the Tice Plumlee situation. Like, how many minutes can we give those two? Because I think Plumlee is still like on a minutes kind of restriction and only plays like 15 a game.
He's played 28 minutes recently, though.
Oh, Plumlee has? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he hadn't.
So, all right. But as far as the Lakers are concerned for me, AD, Russell, Reeves, another guy that kind of benefits from LeBron being off the floor is Austin Reeves. So I like those guys. I think I'd take shots on Vanderbilt or Hachimura before I'd play Cam Reddish. Seem to really like Hachimura, and he's 3,700. He could be a good value play. Vanderbilt's minutes are all over the place. We haven't really seen him without LeBron, so potentially taking a shot on one of those cheap plays with LeBron out, pairing them with Russell or AD or both. I mean, I think you can play three Lakers on this slate and be okay.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. And can you play Tice and or Plumlee as a run back with like a George? And
I don't think I would.
Or Harden? No, you won't. Okay.
No, I don't think I would, just because like their rotation is just so unpredictable. Like, I think the only three Clippers I would play are Kawhi, George, or Harden. Maybe Westbrook in large field tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like here for the Clippers?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you that it's probably going to have to be one of Leonard or George or Harden. I probably lean with Harden because I would assume I want a little bit of a run back with Harden and Russell. Harden's definitely got triple-double upside. He's also the cheapest of the three. So I think I'd lean Harden as my favorite out of the big three of the Clippers.
I don't really have anything else from here. Like I said, maybe Westbrook in large field tournaments. His minutes are very random, and when he's on the floor, he's either really aggressive or he takes the night off. There's no rhyme or reason to Russell Westbrook right now. So it's just really hard to trust anything that he's doing. as far as like the cheap plays, they just play their big three so many minutes that it's really hard to trust anything else on this team outside of those three guys. If anybody, it'd be probably Norman Powell, but Terrence Mann at 3,900, he could get you like 20, 24 here. I don't necessarily hate him if we don't get a ton of value open up throughout the day.
Yep.
All right, let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here. Fun slate. Very interesting slate. The Halliburton news matters so much on this slate because of the non-value that we have right now.
Yeah, very much so.
Favorite play under 5K to go 7X. Who do you got?
I will go with Rui.
Oh, you took my guy.
Really?
I'll go Precious, hoping that Hartenstein sits.
Yep.
Yeah, I like Hachimura a lot with LeBron off the floor. Over 8K to go under 5X. Who's your bust today?
I will go... I'm going to go Randall.
All right. I'm going to go Paul George. I think it's a Kawhi day. I think Kawhi has a big game. Or Harden. I would rank them Kawhi, Harden, Paul George today. Favorite 6X play?
I will go with... I'm going to go with Jokic.
I mean, I could easily say AD, but I'm going to go Colin Sexton. I have a ton of interest in Sexton today. Let's get weird. JPP play of the day. Who do you got for us today?
Do we think? Actually, no. I'm gonna go DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, I think
I don't think he'll be popular.
I'm gonna go Michael Porter Jr. I have a ton of my interest in Michael Porter Jr. today. I've talked about it quite a bit already, but I love this spot for him. So, yeah, Michael Porter Jr. is who I'm looking at here. Let's go to the betting portion of the Morning Grind game. Any props or pick'em plays that you like for this one?
Yeah, so I already bet the Isaiah Hartenstein over 11.5 rebounds. It's minus 135 on DK. I also kind of like the alt rebounds at 12.5 over plus 105 on DK. So that's all I've done so far.
Yeah, like that. So I was looking at this already, but I like this line. So I like D'Angelo Russell over 19.5 points. This is going to be my one today. He is averaging 22.4 points per 36 minutes with LeBron off the floor this season. So gets a huge increase in usage, 3.8%, which is the highest of everybody. So AD's line is already very much priced with LeBron out. So I'm going to go to D'Angelo Russell over 19.5 points on this one. Like I said, I think this is a good line to take advantage of. 80s is right where it probably should be here. And then there's not a Hachimura lineup. I was kind of hoping for that, but nothing up for that. Any lines standing out to you, money lines, over-unders, any of that stuff?
Actually, I was looking at the Knicks -4, but I haven't officially bet it, but I might. But that's my favorite line as of right now.
Yeah, I don't mind that lean. I don't mind that lean at all. Nothing really jumping off the page to me. If anything, I think I would take the over in the New Orleans-Utah game. Utah's been playing really good. New Orleans has been playing really good. If anything, I'd take that. But again, I don't have a strong lean for... a spread bet or an over-under bet today. So nothing I bet. I have bet the D'Angelo Russell line, though.
Yeah.
Tim, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No. Thanks, as always, Stevie, and good luck, everybody.
I'm going to go watch some Hawks and Kings, and hopefully DeJounte Murray can finish off a very upsetting and terrible betting night.
You said Kings, and I thought of the LA Kings because that's who I'm going to be watching. So,
if you would have told me that the Charlotte Minnesota game was 128-125 and Rudy Gobert did not hit his rebound prop, I would have told you were crazy this morning. So, that was that, like just absolutely disappointing on Gobert's part, rebounding wise. But hope everyone has a fantastic Tuesday. We're back Wednesday talking hoops. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.